This morning, I have a guest joining us here in studio. I want to talk today with Dustin McLaren, who's in with us this morning. I know a lot of folks around the area, probably just about everyone by now, has heard the story of his son, Steele McLaren, and the accident that happened several weeks ago completely changed the entire family's lives. Dustin, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Glad to be here.
I know you've been busy, and I'm glad you took a little bit of time out of that busy schedule to come here, because it's kind of been single focus here lately on, you know, when you have a child who has an injury of any kind, but especially a traumatic brain injury, it takes up a lot of time and a lot of effort and a lot of prayers.
Yeah, we've learned the power of prayer. There have been a ton of prayers answered, and we've got a long way to go, but it's been an up and down battle, but we're pretty comfortable where we're at right now. I mean, we're certainly past the life and death decisions, which was, you know, really, really hard for a while to make those decisions every day and see, just hoping to get through the next day. But right now we're at Madonna Rehab Center in Omaha, which is where we were hoping we would be. All the reviews, all the past patients, all the people that know anything about it, it's really miracle workers. They know what they're doing. They have the resources to get it done. He's only been there since last Tuesday, so we're just getting in to a routine and kind of learning. But he's already, the brain's kind of ready to heal now, and it's healing. So we're starting to see some progress. Depending on who you talk to, you know, the nurses are really optimistic, and I've talked to some parents of other children who just got out of there 2 weeks ago. I visited with some of them last night, and it was a tremendous, tremendous conversation that really uplifted me. You know, some of the therapists and doctors, frankly, they're just kind of trained to give you the worst case scenario, and that's not what you want to hear. Sometimes it's really hard to hear, but I really don't believe them. After talking to other parents and talking to nurses that are there every day, I think the prognosis is really good compared to where we were. You know, there was some real possibilities that, well, he would die, of course, but vegetative state, is he ever going to be out of a wheelchair? Does he have a chance to be out of a wheelchair? Can he be out of an assisted living house? We're in a position now where we don't know that stuff, but I'm pretty confident that he can still lead a normal, somewhat not normal, but he can still hold a job, hopefully get married, have kids, hopefully live on his own with some assistance, probably. You know, he may need help in the morning, maybe getting out of bed, maybe not. Don't know if driving's going to be in the cards or not. There's still a lot of unanswered questions, but he has answered a lot of questions with the right answer. Yesterday, he was able to write down the ABCs all the way through. He can write his name. He's starting to communicate, you know, if he's hot or if he feels sick or if different things where you had no idea what was going through his head and how to make him more comfortable. He has some abilities, especially when he's not real tired. He can tell you what's going on, and the brain is working, which the neurologist said, they made it clear to us that there is damage to that brain and he's going to have limitations, and I think we just have to find those limitations, but I'm happy to say we haven't found them for sure yet. We're just going to, there's going to be a lot of wait and see. The brain's going to take, you know, a couple years to heal, and probably longer than that, but we're going to get more and more answers to the questions. A lot of them will be in the next month, 6 weeks, 2 months. So we're just praying and waiting, and like I say, we are more believers in the power of prayer than ever before, because we've seen it happen now. The fact that he's alive is a miracle, and we're still very optimistic on where we could go.
Sure. So well, anytime you talk about a traumatic brain injury, there's such a wide range of what ifs and what could happen and where the future holds. It sounds like you're much more on the positive end of the scale than the other side right now.
Yes. If you would have talked to me Saturday or Sunday, you would have got a different answer. I was preparing the family for doom and gloom. Basically, I'm saying we got to be prepared for him to be in an assisted living or us to be able to help him for the rest of his life. Mm-hmm. And then I met with this other family, and then I met with the nurses, and I asked them some very direct questions, and they gave me very direct, their best answer they could. And we know that there's no certainties, but they really think that he's got a good chance of someday walking again and talking again. And some of these things that, you know, we still don't know for sure. But like I said, the doctors and therapists, they really, mm-hmm. they give you the worst case scenario. And it, you know, to be honest with you, Saturday I cried myself to sleep because I was so upset. Sunday I cried myself to sleep because I was so happy. So
range of emotions.
It's just been like that the entire time.
Yeah.
With just one day, you know, he does something terrific and you're just ecstatic. And then the next day he can't do that, or he struggles with something and you just don't know what it's going to mean in the future. So,
well, and you talk about the support that you've gotten from visiting with other families who've been through similar things. You come from a large family anyway.
Yeah.
But your family has grown incredibly with the amount of support that you've grown.
Yeah. I mean, we have Cass County is full of McLarens and the other side, you know, Worse and Sannies and they've been terrific. Absolutely terrific. Prayers and messages and doing fundraisers and all that stuff, they've just jumped in with both feet and supported our whole family. Ermans, including his mom's Jess Erman, Ellis, so they're from Anita originally, and they've been terrific. But Facebook has been another source of just an unbelievably positive experience, which most people cannot say. There's a lot of positive experiences on Facebook. This was right around the election time, and there was so much negativity on there. I couldn't even get on there. But one of our neighbors, who, you know, we weren't close with, they just put this prayer page out for Steele. Pray for Steele, number 32 strong, I think they called it, because 32 was his football number, which has really been a strong influence since then. It was kind of a little prayer page just for people to communicate with us and us to keep people updated as to just how, what was going on a real-time basis. And something, don't ask me how, and all of a sudden we were at 5,000 followers and then 10,000 followers and then 20,000 followers. And right now we're at 29,500 followers, which is crazy. I've got people from California. I've got people from every country you could imagine. And they just say, I don't know why this popped up on my Facebook page, but it did. And I don't know why I opened it, but I did. And now I'm hooked. I'm just, somehow Steele has captured their hearts. And they're offering, if I post something, every day we try to post something just to let people know how he's doing. And when I post something, within a half an hour, he's got, within 5 minutes, he's got 1,000 likes. And within 15 minutes, he's got like 1,000 comments. So I'm trying to read these things and reply to these things and do them the justice it needs by just seeing what they had to say. And I'm overwhelmed immediately. It's just crazy how much they care. And they want to influence us and just pray for us. And it's been really an amazing experience to see it through a horrible, you know, month. There's been some really good things that Steele doesn't even know how he's affected so many people.
That's what I was going to ask. Is Steele aware of the kind of support that's been generated?
I've told him. I think in the next week he'll become more and more alert, where he might grasp more of it. I mean, he's seen gifts that he's got. You know, Coach Campbell from the Cyclones signed a helmet and sent it to him. He's got so many gifts and quilts and lights and ornaments, and it's been amazing. And he's seen some of that stuff, but we haven't been able to talk. His trach is still in right now, so it's very difficult for him to talk right now. He's not talking. It is capable of talking, but he's not. There's kind of a long learning curve with that. Mm-hmm. But we're hopeful that within a week or a week and a half, we may get that trach out. And that's when they say he really just explodes with positivity and you really start to see some big-time gains. So we're kind of waiting for that and being patient with his talking. I mean, he tries every day in therapy to talk, and you can see him trying, but it's you aren't having a conversation with him or anything like that. But no, I don't think he's aware yet on just the world he's started, but it'll be soon. It'll be soon.
But if nothing else, if that kind of support pumps the people around him up even more, that means that you guys are taking that energy and flowing it to him, and he's feeling that.
Absolutely. When there's many people who don't post pictures or post videos on Facebook, and we were worried about it, and we talked about it, and at first we were just not going to do it because it's such a cruel world out there, and you don't know who's watching. And I ended up saying to Jess, his mother, I said, we've got to do this. Their prayers have gotten us this far, and we owe it to them. And we agreed, and we did it. Immediately, we were overtaken with this was the right move, because people now knew what he looked like and could relate to him better and see his progress, and it just made it was an overwhelmingly good decision. We have had no negatives yet, and we will have some. Doofus is gonna post a picture of him in a mustache or doing something, you know, making fun of him or something, and we don't even care right now. It's been so good. We're just not dealing with any negativity. We just move on and thank God we're where we are at.
Sure. So, well, as we mentioned, a lot of people have stepped up with prayers, with words of support, with money. There's been so much support out there. You got a couple of minutes here. What do you want to tell folks?
Well, my brother's here in town, and I'm here in town, and we were raised here in town, and I don't think either one of us ever wanted to go anywhere else. We both went to college and ended up coming back, and, you know, sometimes Atlantic doesn't have a ton of jobs that can bring those people back to town. But there was really never a doubt that we were both wanting to get back here, and now, you know, we're going to continue to look for places to give back to the community, because the support of Atlantic and Southwest Iowa, I mean, Messina, Exira, Elkhorn, Kimbleton, all over have just stepped up an unbelievable amount. I mean, the football games were still going on. Every football team sent him a shirt that we've made into, I don't know how many quilts we're going to have, because we've got about 500 shirts from all over the country. But, you know, Cam had a good season. Audubon had a good season. And as they're going, they're praying as a team, and they're sending stuff as a team. And we see all that. And that's another thing that Facebook has enabled us to kind of be a part of. And we've got a lot of close friends from all those communities, and they've just been amazing. Just going, you know, something bad happens, and everybody does look out for each other. But this has really been different. I don't know what Steele did to deserve it or to capture the hearts of Southwest Iowa and much, much more than that. But it's amazing to see. It is absolutely amazing, and we'll be forever indebted, and we'll just continue to try to give back. And there's going to be other people that have tragedies, and we're going to try to be there for them.
Well, a lot of people have been there, and we appreciate you stopping in again. I know you've got plenty of things you could be doing and plenty of places you could be, but we appreciate you taking a little time to stop in and visit with folks here, too, and we look forward to continuing to see the updates there online, too. I think that's really an important piece of the puzzle for folks.
Well, I'm glad you let me in here and try to express our gratitude. You know, everyone's been so supportive. We just, Can't thank you enough. We'll continue to try, but keep those prayers coming because it matters. It's making a huge difference.
Very good. Well, again, thanks for coming by, Dustin. Appreciate it. And best of luck to you and your family and Jess's family and Steele. And we hope we have some really great news coming here in just a few weeks down the road.
Yeah, I'll keep you updated and you can update your listeners.